The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
Visions into East and West, and since the fall of the wall, a reunified Germany. The state visit sets out to improve relations with Europe and hopes to show how he can help the UK win hearts and minds abroad, just as his mother did for seven decades. But the decision to cancel the first leg of the trip due to protests in France may make it harder for Charles to make his mark during this, his first international mission as monarch. Charles de Ledesma, London.
More on these stories available at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.
It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood, the fastest hour on radio.
800-923-9385. Dial that number and become part of the conversation. On the program today, conversation that will go all too fast. And of course, I don't really ever have to worry about the conversation on this side of the ledger, because you folks don't really ever let it become a monologue. 800-923-9385. Yours truly just talking ad nauseum from start to finish. That's why we encourage you to call 800-923-9385 and have your say on the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. I mean, stuff that's affecting the country all across the fruited plain. If you want to check us out online, you can do that at PatriotDetroit.com, PatriotDetroit.com. And, of course, if you want to participate online, you can do that as well. Go to our Facebook page. The Facebook forum's over there, Facebook.com/ThePatriotDetroit. Facebook.com/ThePatriotDetroit. There you will see a forum and video. The video is of the show. It streams live, and of course the forum is where you type in your comments. And your neighbors who happen to be listening, many of them right here in this area, throughout metropolitan Detroit and other parts of Michigan, and some across the Fruited Plain, will chime in. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. And as always, we're glad to have you along for the ride, glad that you have us along with you, no matter where you may be. Maybe you're driving through the Metroplex and you have us on your box. That's great. Maybe you're at work and you're listening. Thank you very much for tuning us in. If you're at home after a long day's work and you're starting to kick back and start the after-work routine, getting dinner ready and, you know, just getting ready to calm down, take a deep breath and do it all over again tomorrow, Thanks for tuning us in and making us part of your daily routine. 800-923-9385 is the number you dial to make us a part of your routine and become part of our conversation on the program today. I'll tell you what, the brickbats, verbally speaking, were flying fast and furiously when senators questioned Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about the goings-on on the southern border of the United States. We're going to hear a little bit of what was said there, because I think Mr. Mayorkas got a bit of an education talking with the senators today, and when he attempted to talk back and answer, it didn't go all that well. 800-923-9385, but what these folks wanted to do was acquaint him with just how lousy a job he's actually doing in terms of protecting America, protecting American citizens, and, of course, keeping people who are trying to migrate to this country, albeit illegally, safe. They are not safe. The trek itself is very dangerous. And in addition to the trek being dangerous, once they get here, many of them attempt to game our system, our asylum system in particular. And then there is the issue of those who are being trafficked. All of that came up, and you're going to hear some of it as we touch on that subject again, as we typically do on this program, because I rather think that it's unfortunate that for many Americans, it's a kind of out of sight, out of mind proposition, but your country's being invaded every day. And that's not a good thing. I mean, if America were such a bad place as some who live here, work here, and everything good that they have has been a result of being an American citizen, if America was such a bad place, why in the world is the world trying to get here? 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. Well, we know some of those people mean us no good, and I fear that there will be long-term consequences for the migratory patterns of some who have been caught, who are on terror watch lists, on no-fly lists. But then there are those who haven't been caught. And that's the part that kind of bothers me. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. You know, that grand jury that's trying to wrap, tangle, and tie Donald Trump into knots. Maybe get him to do the perp walk. Maybe even get a picture of him in an orange jumpsuit. Well, they're disbanding for about 3-4 weeks. And as such, this hiatus is their latest reason for no more meetings on the subject of trying to indict Donald Trump on criminal campaign-oriented charges. I don't believe that's the real truth. I believe that they, even though they say they scheduled this time off, have hit a period just like they've hit the proverbial wall in their effort to indict Donald Trump, and are glad that they have a few weeks off to try and reformulate a strategy that I think has pretty much gone down in flames. 800-923-9385. At the same time, former Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, is being ordered to testify before that grand jury. A judge ruled that he must do so, even though there are certain constitutional provisions that would seem to argue against the judge's ruling. A ruling that has been, characterized by Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz as a flat-out wrong ruling to call on the vice president to testify against a former sitting president of the United States in a criminal proceeding. 800-923-9385. You'll hear what Mike Pence has to say about it, and you'll hear what Alan Dershowitz has to say about it in the moments ahead. I think it's particularly interesting, especially when you stop to think that the law here, and if you take a look at the Constitution, Article 1 in particular, the section of that first article that pertains to presidential and vice presidential speech doesn't seem to indicate that the vice president would have to testify. And then there's the issue of executive privilege. What about that? It seems to be out the window and open for new interpretation under the Biden administration, a kind of cockeyed interpretation that puts the advantage in Joe Biden's court, especially when it comes to using the bureaucracy and weaponizing it against your political opposition. Anybody think that's what's going on here? I happen to think that that's at least part of it. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. And in the case of that shooting at the private Christian school in Nashville, still very much in the news cycle, some of what is emerging of late has more to do with whether or not what has been characterized as a targeted attack on a Christian school, so said the chief of police for the city of Nashville, John Drake. Targeted attack was picked up on by Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. Senator Josh Hawley seems to think that when it comes to this attack on a private Christian school, it was in fact targeted, and targeted specifically toward Christians. He wants it characterized, and investigated as a hate crime. He wants it characterized and investigated as a hate crime. Is he right? 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. When asked about Josh Hawley's characterization of this attack by the female shooter who was killed by police, but not before she killed six other people in that school. And yes, I'm using the pronoun she, and I'm talking about the shooter as a female, because what's important on this show and all of my shows, more so than anything else we could talk about, it's truth. And the truth of the matter is, no matter how badly you may want to identify yourself as the opposite sex, the shooter who was characterized as transgender and therefore a man isn't. It was a woman, 28 years old, not a teenager, but a homicidal maniac with a mental disorder that we understand she was in some capacity being treated for. More on this and much more when we come back.
Six O'Clock Talk with Daryl Wood is back after the break.
TV news. It's a love-hate relationship. Well, let's be honest. More hate. We agree. That's why we're different. Salem News Channel has assembled the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. Home to Charlie Kirk, Hugh Hewitt, Eric Metaxas, and more. There's finally a place on TV for lovers of freedom like you. Watch anytime, on any screen, free, 24/7. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to Inside Retirement with Brett Brzezinski of the Brzezinski Group, Saturday mornings at 7 and 11 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do the things you've always dreamt about doing in retirement. Inside Retirement with Brett Brzezinski, Saturday mornings at 7 and 11. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
This is Daryl Wood. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how it has literally changed the way I sleep. The pillows don't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape, and they're made in the USA. For a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a queen-size premium, time. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dreams bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listeners square and use the promo code WDTK or call 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912. Remember, use the promo code WDTK at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-515-2397. 800-515-2397. 800-515-2397. That's 800-515-2397.
Ask any of the members and mentors here at Lifestyles Unlimited, and they will tell you it's not how smart you are or how long and how hard you work. It's whether you have the right map to begin with. Will your current career path lead you to financial independence? Visit LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com to meet some of the members who are on the right map and on their way to financial freedom. Whether you're new to real estate investing or consider yourself a seasoned pro, Lifestyles Unlimited can take you to the next level. Visit LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com to take your first step.
(800) 923-9385, 20 minutes past the hour, 6 o'clock talk, with Darryl Wood on the air, talking with you about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. You know, like the border that's supposed to distinguish our country from others, like Canada, like Mexico. In the case of Mexico, it's almost as if we don't have a border. 800-923-9385, and it leads to all kinds of mischief. That was the point, I think, that some senators were trying to make this week in their dialogue. At least they tried to have a dialogue with Director of Homeland Security Head Alejandro Mayorkas. 800-923-9385. Ted Cruz was particularly, and I just have to use this word, acerbic. I mean, because he pulled no punches in his disdain for the job not being done as he perceives it relative to the failures at the southern border of the United States. And the Department of Homeland Security he sees as the big problem, because they, according to Ted Cruz, are not securing the border. As a matter of fact, it sounded as though during the hearing he was calling for, if not demanding, the resignation of Alejandro Mayorkas.
The deaths, the children assaulted, the children raped, they are at your feet, and if you had integrity, you would resign. And I will tell you, the men and women of the Border Patrol, they've never had a political leader undermine them. They despise you, Mr. Secretary, because you're willing to let children be raped to follow political orders. This is a crisis. It's a disgrace. And you won't even admit this human tragedy is a crisis.
Claiming 1 minute chairman time, Mr. Secretary, would you like to respond to any of those questions?
What the senator said was revolting. I'm not going to address it.
Your refusal to do your job is revolting.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was like that pretty much the whole time Alejandro Mayorkas was sitting there being verbally punched and trying to counterpunch with regard to the critique he was receiving from folks like Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, who badgered Mayorkas over whether Americans are less or more safe at this particular point in time because of the lousy job he's doing.
Has the crisis at our southern border made Americans less safe, yes or no?
Senator, we are dedicated to the safety.
Has the crisis made Americans less safe? I don't want a discourse. It's a yes or no question.
Senator, we have a challenge of...
You refuse to answer the question.
Not...
Mr. Secretary, let me show you how someone doing his job answers a question in a straightforward manner.
Now, he pulls a big card up off the floor with the help of an assistant that has transcribed on it the testimony of another border expert who answers the questions in a binary fashion. It's either a yes answer or it's a no answer.
Chief Ortiz, is the crisis that is currently ongoing at the southern border making the border less safe for Americans and aliens alike? Answer, yes. One word, one syllable, three letters. That's how someone answers a question and does their job. You're being a politician misleading the American people. Let me give you a chance again. Will you show the same integrity Chief Ortiz shows? Is the crisis at the southern border making Americans less safe? Yes or no?
Senator, we have 260,000.
You refuse to answer the question. Let's move on.
Yeah, so one of the things I think that Mr. Mayorkas, Secretary Mayorkas, has a penchant for doing is obfuscation. This man will flood the zone with a word salad that he believes he has to give, whether it's your answer or not. He's going to answer the question his way, or he's not going to answer the question at all. And he insists that no matter how long that answer is, or no matter how circumlocutious it may be, it's the answer. When all Ted Cruz and others who are with him want are yes and no answers. Now, Ted Cruz asked about the specter of human trafficking at one point and the use of color bands that have a very specific meaning, and it was very telling that the Department of Homeland Security secretary did not know what they were for.
What are these wristbands?
I don't know what they are.
You don't know what they are? Mr. Secretary, you have just testified to the American people you're incompetent at your job, because I've been to the southern border, and if you go to the southern border, along the southern border, you see thousands of these wristbands because the illegal immigrants wear them. The drug cartels, every color corresponds to how many thousands of dollars they owe the cartels. You have turned these cartels into multi-billion dollar criminal organizations, and these are modern day leg irons because these are children being sold into sex slavery, and you don't even know what they are. That is astonishing.
Astonishing indeed. 800-923-9385. And then Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana simply proposed that Alejandro Mayorkas come up with a plan that makes it tougher for people to game our asylum system. And Alejandro Mayorkas didn't seem to be on the same page.
Why haven't you adopted unilaterally a safe third country policy that would stop, except for children, all the folks from the Northern Triangle countries, all the folks from Venezuela, all the folks from Cuba, all the folks from the Middle East from coming into our country? Why haven't you done that?
Senator, it's my understanding that those are two things. It is my understanding that those agreements do require
you don't have to have an agreement with anybody. It can be a policy established by the Department of Homeland Security.
Senator, I'd have to review the...
You haven't reviewed that? You haven't considered that possibility?
Let me finish, if I may.
Sure.
I would have to review the legal underpinnings of your assertion.
Well, you better get reviewing.
And I also...
You ought to get reviewing. This is the first time that's occurred to you?
I also do not think that that is sound policy.
You don't think this is the first time that's occurred to you?
I also do not think that that is sound policy, that we should shut down our entire asylum system.
I didn't say shut down the entire asylum system. I said safe third country. All you have to do, Mr. Secretary, if you're really serious, and it's beginning, frankly, to appear that you're not, is adopt a policy that says we're not seeking anyone's agreement. We don't have to. If you're coming from another country and you come through, let's say, Mexico, and you say you're seeking asylum, You have to seek it in Mexico or the other first safe third country, or you can't come in. Period. Done. End of story. Why don't you do that?
Senator, I don't think that we have the unilateral authority.
Sure you do. Other countries
number one
do
and
it.
Number two, as
if
I've mentioned.
If you try sneaking into China.
As I've mentioned, I do not think that is sound policy.
Why?
Because you are basically shutting down our asylum system.
No, you're not. You're saying we honor your right to seek political asylum. But you're cherry picking. Do it in Mexico first. Why haven't you done that?
I think I've addressed that issue, Senator.
Yeah, he has addressed the issue. He's addressed the issue to the degree that anything that truly works, anything that was tried by the previous administration and found to be wholly effective, was the wrong policy for the Biden-Harris administration. 800-923-9385. Mike's on the line in Detroit. Mike, thanks for the call.
Yeah, this is just such a freak show. I can't believe it. It's like they need to put a carnival tent over these people and charge admission, you know, whether it's Mayorkas or Garland or whatever. They look like they got hit in the back of the head and they're stunned or something, you know. Mm-hmm. And you've got AOC, this emotionally unstable person, you know, is she going to get, you know, is she going to get go trans? I don't know. She's unstable. And they're all, and then out of the tent comes this person who shoots all these children in a school, you know, and you're thinking, who are, you know, you mentioned the other day how much money was made in this cis, trans, whatever it is, you know, the alphabet soup community of gender bending community. And I was absolutely amazed when I looked on the internet and found out how much money these people are making. You know, if you're a psychiatrist, you can make $250 an hour counseling these people, much less the surgery and all the rest of it. Mm-hmm. So you've got that financial aspect of it. Then you've got the identity politics. You know, this is the ultimate identity politics of the Democratic Party, I believe. It's victimhood. You know, who's persecuting these people? Nobody. Nobody's persecuting these people. I don't even know who they are, and I couldn't care less. Mm-hmm. It's just like with the white supremacist uprising and the institutionalized racism and Black Lives Matter. There's, you know, these people stole hundreds of millions of dollars on the idea that African Americans, whatever minorities in this country, are being persecuted by some white supremacist uprising that doesn't exist.
That's right.
This, you know, I think the ultimate identity politics is victimhood. You know, no matter how you look at it.
Beautiful distillation of truth, Mike, with regard to what it's really all about. Because unless you create victims, what else are you really fighting for? And if people aren't feeling victimized anymore in regard to the traditional groups you've typically looked for the victims to participate, well, what do? You create a new cluster of victims. And that's exactly what you see happening here. Mike, thanks a lot for the call. Greatly appreciated. 800-923-9385. You can call now. We're back after this.
Discover Prime 10 Restaurant in Southfield, Metro Detroit's upscale casual steakhouse. Our menu offers authentic flavors served with elegance and simplicity, with a wide variety of gourmet salads, steaks, seafood, and desserts that are hand-prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Prime 10 in Southfield offers a full beer, wine, and cocktail selection to enjoy at lunch or dinner time. Whether you're planning an engagement party, birthday, or special occasion, Prime 10 offers a unique and memorable dining experience. Host your next event in our beautiful private venue, the Foundation Room, and create unforgettable memories. The Foundation Room is an elegant and intimate space seating up to 80 guests. Call 248-327-7344 for more information. Located at 15600 West 10 Mile in Southfield. Hours are Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Closed Friday and Saturday, and open Sundays from 4 p.m. till 9 p.m. Join us for a remarkable culinary experience. Call 248-327-7344.
Eliminate pain. Feel renewed. Enjoy life.
Renewed Wellness Center in Novi helps you live a pain-free life through laser technology, an excellent alternative to medications and some surgical procedures. Look to a different approach for pain relief. Schedule a free consultation. Call Renewed Wellness Center today at 248-719-7155 or make your appointment online at renewedwellnessctr.com. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Get started on your road to a pain-free, active life and make your appointment today and receive 2 free laser treatments with all plans. Contact the office today at 248-719-7155. At Renewed Wellness Center, we understand that pain can prevent you from doing the activities you love most. Choose laser therapy to relieve your pain, reduce inflammation, improve blood flow, and accelerate healing. Call Renewed Wellness Center today at 248-719-7155 or schedule your free consultation at renewedwellnessctr.com.
Another Way Pregnancy Center, a Christ-centered ministry serving Metro Detroit, provides free emotional support, counseling, and resources to women who are abortion vulnerable. Your gift of $100 will help transition our services to a larger building to save more lives, save more souls, and heal more hearts. Call 248-939-5900 or donate at awpcfriends.org/radio. Programs offered through the center focus on empowering, educating and equipping all women to make informed choices through pregnancy, birth, and early parenthood. Your generous $100 donation brings us closer to our building fund goal. Call 248-939-5900. Another Way Pregnancy Center provides life-affirming options to those facing an unplanned pregnancy. Please give today. Call 248-939-5900 or donate at awpcfriends.org/radio.
Start your mornings with Hugh Hewitt, informing and entertaining with a mix of news, discussion, and opinion. Weekdays from 6 to 9 on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. The Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, WDTK Detroit, where local news matters. A division of Salem Media Group, an Odyssey station.
...800-923-9385, 35 minutes past the hour. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on the air, talking with you about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. It looks as though Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri wants the Nashville private Christian school shooting at Covenant Church, Covenant Presbyterian Church in Nashville, Tennessee, wants that shooting characterized as and investigated as a hate crime. A hate crime. 800-923-9385. Dial that number and join the conversation. And he wants it investigated as a hate crime because, if you'll recall, the other day it was the chief of police in Nashville, John Drake, who answered in unequivocating fashion that what took place at that school was a targeted attack. Now, if the target was indiscriminate with regard to the age of the subjects, of the victims, then what was the other or overriding common denominator? 800-923-9385. Could it have something to do with the fact that these were Christians? 800-923-9385. There is something in the literature that we are not going to gain access to. That is to say, this manifesto with regard to what the rampaging, homicidal female maniac left in writing that tells us a little bit about what she may have been thinking while she was planning this, what motivated her to plan it. Yes, I said her. And in addition to that, the why as to this location, with whom with which, I should say, she had a previous relationship. She apparently attended the school at some point in time in the past. But at 28 years of age, it was well in her rear view mirror, but I guess not. 800-923-9385. There are some pictures or some images, if you will, online, particularly featured at the Daily Mail, that picture this individual with firearms and phraseology, the likes of which is not all that flattering, especially to people of the Christian faith. Causes one to pause and reflect on her attitude about religion, Christianity in particular, and maybe her experiences at the Covenant Presbyterian Christian Church. 800-923-9385. And just let me take a moment to say this about the whole episode, because I haven't said it, excuse me, in a way that it should be said on this show. Even though I said that when seconds matter, minutes are deadly in regard to the police response, let's not forget that when it comes to the Nashville Police Department, a video has been released that shows the police responding in real time to the threat. These police officers reacted in incredibly professional, stellar, courageous fashion. The height of professionalism and training were in evidence with regard to their response as they moved toward the fire, moved hastily through that building, a building that they had just encountered. They didn't have a schematic. They didn't stop to have a conference in the parking lot about the best way to breach the building and hunt down the shooter. Of course, you know I'm talking about this in contrast to what happened with regard to the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, where they had brain freeze. And at that particular point in time, I had asserted that every cop, at least with regard to those who are in a leadership position, and any cop that could have done something about it but did not do something with regard to arriving on scene and dispatching the shooter with all deliberate prejudice, did not. Here in Nashville, if you look at the video, these cops did just that. And these were patrol officers, trained, armed, and courageous, moving toward the fire, clearing room after room in speedy fashion. It was 14 minutes from the time they received the call, were dispatched, arrived at the building, and had taken out the shooter. Incredible. Unfortunately, we could have used a professional like that on scene so that someone would have been in the building armed and ready to go. It could have made an even bigger difference. But my hat is off to the Nashville Metropolitan Police Department and the job we see them doing in this dangerous, chaotic situation. 800-923-9385. So don't get it twisted. I appreciate the men and women of law enforcement all across this country, all 700,000 to 800,000 of them who do their jobs, for the most part, that is most of them, every day in stellar fashion, courteously, and with the goal of serving the public, protecting the public, doing their job, and then returning home safely every night or morning, as the case may be. 800-923-9385. But the bottom line is that what we're looking at here now, as Josh Hawley observed the situation, is one in which it looks like Christians were targeted. And if, in fact, that's the case, this could easily qualify as a hate crime. Somebody who didn't quite see it that way, or at the very least was not up to speed enough to comment, shall we say, respectfully and intelligibly on the situation, was our own President of the United States, Joe Biden, who, when asked about Josh Hawley's comments, Christians being targeted, and whether or not this should be viewed as a hate crime, Mr. Biden had a rather puzzling, if not disrespectful, response. He had just gotten off Marine One, so the engines are running, the props are spinning, and it's kind of hard to hear what's being said, But the president met a reporter on the way into the White House who asked him a couple of very pointed questions regarding Josh Hawley's characterization of the situation. Senator Josh Hawley, with respect to the Nashville school shooting, the reporter said to the president, believes that Christians were targeted. Joe Biden responds,
I have no idea,
Joe Biden says. And if he had left it at that, he'd have done himself a great service. Josh Hawley believes they were. What do you say to that? To which Joe Biden responds, he said, well, I don't believe it. If that's what Hawley believes, I don't believe that. That's an uber-partisan statement, even if being made in jest is wholly inappropriate. This is not the time for Mr. Biden's sense of humor to kick in. 800-923-9385. And when asked again, he said, no joke. No, that's a joke. I have no idea. I'm going to restrain myself from making the next comment I'm thinking. 800-923-9385. 800-923-WDTK. Jim, Walter, Mike, don't go anywhere. Your calls in the next segment.
He's not hiding like someone we know in the White House. He's Darryl Wood, and he's live right now on The Patriot.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for a memorable travel opportunity that will be a highlight of your life. Mike Gallagher and I are headed again back to Israel in October for the Stand With Israel tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. We'll visit key sites in the Holy Land thoughtfully designed to give you unprecedented access to a region you may have only read about. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com for details. We'll uncover important geopolitical sites and show you Israel's significance on the world stage. You'll set foot on the ancient streets of Jerusalem, sail the Sea of Galilee, pray at the Western Wall, and much more. We'll have guides specifically for our group, lavish accommodations, and I will even broadcast my show from Israel. No other trip will be like the Stand With Israel tour. Come with Mike Gallagher and me this October. Register today. Call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519, or just go to StandWithIsraelTour.com, StandWithIsraelTour.com.
This is Luke Hammett. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has just announced that our listeners will receive one of his books, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, absolutely free with any purchase using the promo code Luke. It's a great time to buy his warm and wonderful My Slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and outdoor all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. For a limited time only, Mike Lindell is offering 50% off on all My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Luke. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including some overstock products such as individual towels, blankets, comforters, and so much more. Call 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke. That's 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Planning for retirement is no small task. If you don't know where to start, tune in to Retire Right with Sean Mueller of Mueller Retirement Planning every Saturday morning at 6 and Sunday night at 7. Sean shares helpful information that just might change the course of your retirement. Listen Saturday mornings at 6 and Sunday nights at 7 to Retire Right with Sean Mueller. Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-515-2397. 800-515-2397. That's 800-515-2397.
Whether you can believe it or not, we're at the final segment of the program. My goodness. 800-923-9385. 49 minutes past the hour. Out to the phone lines we go. Let's speak with Walter in Ypsilanti. Walter, thanks for the call.
Hey, Daryl. I've noticed, I've been watching a lot of those drillings, like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley and all the great people we know, not just on this thing about the border,
mm-hmm.
with Mayorkas, but I've seen a lot of other ones, including with the Twitter people. I've noticed there's a common thread, a common theme with these Democrats when they're being grilled by Ted Cruz and others. They've been coached to not answer with a yes or no. They've been coached. You can tell.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of it. They all get the same email. They say the same verbatim stuff on everything. And they all do the same thing to avoid the question and give their comment and their opinion. And that's very frustrating, but it's on purpose. It's intentional. When I want to hear Ted Cruz them go beyond the surface, you know, and thank God Ted Cruz really yelled at him. He should, with holy thunder. They got to go beyond even that, point out the symptoms of the borders being open, what they're allowing on purpose. They've got to get to the heart of the issue of what's in their evil, dreadful, miserable hearts of the Democrats, from the president on down to his cabinet and all the rest of them. They've got to tell these people, we know what you're up to. You want some new youthful idiots as voters. That's the only reason you guys are doing this, allowing them borders to the president. Allow the borders to be open and for these people, to these intruders, invaders, and people breaking and entering an entire country. You want some new Negro voters, and also you want to steal the election. That's what you're up to. You Democrats want to steal the next elections, and you want to make it so possible. You want to make it possible that we Republicans never win anything else, because it's a known fact. You get them people up in this country, along with the dead voters, and as they always said, why do dead voters always vote Democrat? That's exactly what's true. And you guys want to make it possible, even congressional districts and things like that, where if these Democrats can get all these people in here, and like I say, it's millions of them, they add it to the voter rolls, they will win just about every election. And the popular vote and the electoral college. When they know exactly where they sending these people to. And the Republicans need to cry out and spare not with holy thunder about what's in their evil hearts and their evil intentions is to get some new Negro voters, because the blacks, there's many blacks turning away from the Democrat Party, so they got to replace them with some new useful idiots, these immigrants.
Well, Walter,
that's exactly what Ted Cruz still got to tell these people.
I understand exactly where you're coming from, but these people are under the assumption, and Walter, thank you for the call, that most of the people, if in fact we can get a mass amnesty program across the goal line, Democrats thinking this, if we can get a mass amnesty program across the goal line that welcomes all of the illegals now in the country approved and give them voting rights, they'll be the new class of permanent Democrat voters. That's really what they're going for here. 800-923-9385. But the fact of the matter is, what we really need to concentrate on at this point is getting out the messaging. Messaging is where Republicans really need to excel at this point. The message? We need majorities not only in the House, and we need to increase the number in our majority in the House, but we need to increase the majority in the Senate so that we can override not only those who sit with us in the upper and lower houses, but we can override the president should he decide he wants to try to veto any action we would take on budgetary items, any action we would take on items like funding the completion of the border wall, or any of the other agenda items that would actually help this country at this particular point in time. That should be a large part of the messaging, especially as we approach the next congressional voting cycle. Thanks a lot, Walter, again, for the call. Back out to the phone lines we go. Mike's in Waterford. Mike, thanks so much for the call. Your comment.
How are you? Yeah, that our friend right before, that was talking right before me, he was absolutely correct. And the thing about it is the open borders is just a voting base for the Democrats. That's what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. They had Biden. If you saw this, they had Biden shirts on when they were crossing the border.
Mm-hmm.
And what's amazing is what's going on right now is they call us Republicans racist. And if you go back in the history of the Democratic Party, I mean, we could talk hours on this, the KKK and everything else.
Sure.
But the guy behind all this, open borders and one world government, is George Soros. I said it 1,000 times, I know, but that guy, what can we do about him?
Well,
why
we can't.
Isn't he in for,
what we can do know? Is make sure that his anointed candidates, his funded candidates, and the PACs who receive healthy donations from him don't have the requisite effect that he wants them to and that they want to have. And that, again, goes to the messaging on the part of the Republicans, who must get larger majorities in the House and must take control of the Senate so that even if we don't capture the presidency, we are in control of the Congress. Mike, thanks so very much for a great call. 800-923-9385. Jim is an Inkster. Jim, thank you for your call.
My pleasure, Daryl. Now, you mentioned the Nashville murders.
Mm-hmm.
A woman who's a press agent for the Democrats in Arizona,
yes,
had to resign today because such a fuss was made, it's the shortest way I can say it, by the Republicans. She was accusing anyone that badmouths the, what do you call it, transgenders, imaginary transgender people. And she was saying we should be attacked, basically. Also, you mentioned Alan Dershowitz on an interview yesterday. He said clearly he will vote for Biden in 2024. This guy is supposed to be a Harvard instructor or teacher or professor. He got his instructor's certificate from college out of a Cracker Jack box or something. As Jenny said in Forrest Gump, is he stupid or something? Mallorca doesn't know what he is going on about talking about the border. He doesn't know what he was doing by his own words. And 70 to 140,000 Americans have died because of fentanyl, other drugs, and diseases. There's so many Americans have been killed by illegal aliens, unbridled, unmanaged, that we don't even know. And this is all brought by the illegal aliens. So that's pretty much the story.
Well, Jim, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the comments. And I would add, and I just don't want to sound disparaging, but you've laid it out pretty well. But I fear the worst may be yet to come because of the people who have entered this country, whom we do not know, and we don't know where they are, and their intent is to do us harm with some sort of massive terror action. Folks, if you don't think that that's not part of the future plan, you need to think again. Why do you think people from 150 countries so far have filtered over that southern border? Many of them have been interdicted and been found to be on the terror watch list, the no-fly list, and there are some, many, by one estimation, who have just gotten away, who just could not be caught. They're somewhere in this country. And what in the world are they planning? 800-923-9385. But we do know that these efforts, these strides in massive illegal immigration, this destabilization of the U.S. population has happened because of particular process by the Biden administration. A process that allows for flouting convention, ignoring the law, and acting as if the system is broken because of the people who helmed it before you. All of these excuses we've been handed, but none of them tell the truth.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.